Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Are you prepared to make a statement as to what's happening now in terms of the election?
It certainly, people have called the election. My opponent has conceded. So I'm standing before you today as the congressman going back to Congress for the next term. Very honored to continue to serve my constituents. I can't thank them enough, the voters, for standing with me and President Trump. To a large extent, this election came down to the support of our president. Certainly, we've done extraordinarily well in the Senate. And I have always been one of the strongest supporters, if not the strongest supporter, of our president in Congress. Clearly, my constituents recognize that. I have a strong Trump district, and I'm looking forward to going back and making sure that we continue to support his agenda moving forward.
So you're declaring victory, and are you making a plea to your constituents that you will serve your term?
Oh, absolutely.
No matter what?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, going through this, I mean, the thought that I would not fulfill my term is crazy. I've said that all along. Yes, I absolutely am going to fulfill my term. Again, when it comes to constituent service, we're known as the best. My work ethic, my voting record is why I was reelected. That will continue whether we're supporting the veterans, the elderly, the disabled, which has always been a focus of my constituent service and my voting record. That's going to continue. My support of the Second Amendment, my A-plus rating with the NRA will continue. Meeting with all types of people that come to D.C., none of that changes. None of that has ever changed. Whether it was September or when I go back into our lame duck session, none of that's any different.
Does that include if you end up being convicted on your charges, you won't resign?
Well, I clearly expect to be exonerated. That comes in 2020. That's a very long ways away. I've always said I'm innocent of America's charges that were lodged. I will have my day in court. It's not coming until sometime in 2020. That's a long time away. My focus now is going back and supporting the Trump agenda, continuing the constituent service, which my district is known for, second to none, of 435 members.
You still have the cloud, though, Congressman.
I have a cloud over
you. Can you still be effective as a congressman now that you perhaps have been given by another chance to go back by the voters?
Well, certainly. I can assure you, as I've been back in September, never missed a vote. My fellow members, are with me 100%. So whether it's introducing legislation, co-sponsoring legislation, my voting record, all speaks for itself. All is good. Washington, D.C., all is good with my caucus, my conference, my fellow New York members, all is good. So I will continue to represent the New York 27th District with excellent constituent service. Again, the focus on the elderly, the veterans, and the disabled. When I go to D.C., working with business owners on their small business issues, hopefully getting tax reform 2.0 going forward. Now, that may be difficult, as it appears we may have lost the House. But with that said, all my support is where it's always been, and my constituents know that.
Given what's surrounding you right now, how do you plan to work to get back on committee services once you get back to Washington?
Well, that's going to be a discussion I will have to have with our leadership. Clearly I was reelected with my constituents in full awareness of a black cloud, call it that. That will be a discussion I'll be having with our leadership when I get back.
Can you reunite with the GOP party in this county? Because apparently there is a disconnect. They said they didn't even know where you were going to be tonight, and you had not spoken to them. Can you reconnect with loyal Republicans who are here?
Oh, my loyal Republicans in Erie County, as I have traveled to all of the 25 towns and met with all 25 chairs within the towns and gone to their meetings, I have no problem in Erie County whatsoever with the constituents that matter, which is in our 25 towns, our 16 villages, and our 3 cities.
Why don't you tell us earlier today where your campaign was going to be, Congress? This is on election night. Usually candidates tell the media where they're going to
be. Well, the media has certainly not been kind to me. The bias within the media, starting with fake Buffalo News and others, including Channel 2 and others.
But you have been indicted, sir.
Yeah, and I'm innocent until proven guilty, even though the press convicted me, dismembered me, and burned me at the stake.
Can you give us an example of that? How would we fake, Congressman?
Well, some of the polls that showed me up weren't recorded. If you read the fake Buffalo News, you would see report after report. You would think that they were on my opponent's payroll. I'm just saying, we set a strategy. The strategy did not include the media. And we executed our strategy, and we won.
Will that be your strategy going forward, sir, as a congressman, not to include the media?
We answer the media when they're reasonable. I met with Bob McCarthy just the other week. He traveled with me on the campaign trail. I did an interview with Dave Graber on Channel 4. No, I told Susan Ross on WN, I'll be on her show every day. No, I will continue to talk to our constituents on an everyday basis, as appropriate, moving forward, now that I've been reelected. And I don't see a problem here.
Will you be releasing a public schedule so we can see where you're going to be
absolutely.
At, which events?
Yeah, absolutely.
In advance of yeah. you actually being at?
Sure. This election was a difficult election. We had a strategy that did not include the media. But going forward now, as the representative for New York 27th, you will have my schedule. You can come and talk to me anytime, anywhere, not a problem.
How is your message to the Republicans that didn't vote for you? What do you say to those people?
Well, we won the election. I don't know who voted, who didn't vote. I am reelected. That's all that matters. And I will represent everyone in the district, Democrats, Republicans, Independents, with the best constituent service of any member of Congress that we are known for. And I will continue to support our president to continue to push forward the economic agenda, the defense, the borders. I'm just going to continue to do my job, which I've done from day one, including all through September when I was in D.C. for 3 weeks. Never missed a vote. I still won't. I mean, all is good.
Can you lay out how you can do your job while you're facing these serious charges? I mean, there's going to be a trial. In 2020, how do you serve on Capitol Hill while having to deal with that in your personal life?
Well, when you say deal with it, that's why you have an attorney.
But surely you'll be in consultation with your attorneys throughout that process.
Sure, a couple hours a week. I mean, you know, no, this is not going to distract me at all, nor has it. You know, look back to September. Look back to all that period of time. Never missed a vote, continued to sponsor legislation. I know people are, I acknowledge there's a black cloud. I've got to have my day in court to exonerate and clear my name in 2020. That's 15 plus months away. As far as I'm concerned, everything's fine.
Do you realistically think that Republicans and Democrats, for that matter, will work with you on legislation?
Well, I know they will, because they do continue to work with me. When I was on the House floor for 3 weeks in September, Republicans and Democrats alike came up and said, we know you've got an issue in your personal life, but you're my friend. We're going to continue to work on legislation. There's no issue here.
All right, one last question.
Congressman, again, you said your strategy did not include dealing with the media during the campaign.
Right.
Going forward, sir, how will you define your relationship with the media? How would you define it now and ongoing, sir? Will you be speaking with us on a regular basis?
Absolutely. You want to speak to me, you just make the call, we'll be there.
You're assuring us.
That's it.
We're good.
That's it. Thank you. Thank you.
Let's go.
I have not heard from you.